In an increasingly competitive society and world market, vocational education was critical. The theory of human capital was being actualized through training and becoming an important aspect of the educational system. Prior to 1900, there was little support for a public education that would train students for specific jobs. However, compared to other industrialized nations, the changing global context and the position of the United States caused an increase in support of vocational education. This shift led to the 1912 report issued by the Committee on Industrial Education, which expressed concerns over the relationship between human capital and global competition. Following in 1914 another report, the Commission of National Aid to Vocational Education was issued and was paramount in the vocational education movement, which led to the passage of the Smith-Hughes Act, calling for a dual system of education and a differentiated curriculum with a separation of vocational and academic training. Equality of opportunity was beginning to take on a new meaning. Providing students with differing types of education based on their future occupation, as opposed to everyone being able to compete on equal terms in the labor market.